Good morning. It's Monday, April 20th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today, the evidence speaks candidly. The New York Times surfaces serious doubts about anti-amyloid Alzheimer's drugs, today's must-read for anyone tracking this space. On the supplement front, a twin study finds a cheap pharmacy compound boosts memory in 12 weeks, while the LA Times offers a grounded look at what NR actually delivers. A Nature Communications study identifies phosphatidylcholine decline as a reversible driver of mitochondrial aging, pointing to a promising dietary intervention angle. The Mediterranean diet adds more molecular credentials, this time protecting telomeres and hippocampal cell counts in new rodent research, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline: New analysis reignites fierce debate over whether Alzheimer's drugs actually work. According to the New York Times, a major independent review of lecanemab and donanemab, the two anti-amyloid drugs now approved for early Alzheimer's, has reignited fierce debate about whether their modest cognitive benefits justify the serious side effects and significant costs. This is the one to read today. A cheap pharmacy supplement boosted memory in 12 weeks, and a twin study design makes it hard to dismiss. From Futura Sciences, a twin study, which inherently controls for genetic differences between participants, found that a low-cost, pharmacy-available supplement improved memory scores within just 12 weeks of use. Mayo Clinic researcher wins breakthrough prize for cracking the genetics of frontotemporal dementia. From Mayo Clinic News Network. Mayo Clinic neuroscientist Rosa Rademachers has been awarded the 2026 Breakthrough Prize in Life Sciences, often called the Oscars of Science, for her pioneering work on the genetic mechanisms underlying frontotemporal dementia, FTD, and ALS. In supplement news, the LA Times takes a serious look at nicotinamide riboside. Here's what the evidence actually shows. From Los Angeles Times. The Los Angeles Times delivers a clear-eyed primer on nicotinamide riboside, NR, explaining what this NAD plus precursor does, how it works at the cellular level, and where the published science genuinely stands. Dr. Rhonda Patrick makes the case for 10 grams of daily creatine, not 5, for cognitive benefits. From BoxLife Magazine, neuroscientist Dr. Tring. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.